Welcome to the Deep Dive, your shortcut to being well-informed. Today, we're going to cut through the noise, look at the top 10 software development trends of 2025.
Yeah.
Our mission, give you a fast but thorough understanding of the big shifts shaping how digital stuff gets built. We're talking interconnected forces, really transforming things, and some surprising facts too.
Absolutely. And these aren't just buzzwords floating around. They're fundamental changes. Staying current isn't just about knowing AI. It's really about building businesses that can adapt, that are sustainable. Because this industry, it evolves incredibly fast, these trends. They're shaping solutions right now.
Yeah, the scale is just massive. Think about this. The number of software developers worldwide expected to hit 30 million by 2025. That's up from about 27.7 million just back in 2023. That's a huge workforce shift.
Wow.
And what's really striking, over 80% of dev teams probably using AI tools by next year. And get this, low-code, de-no-code.
Yeah.
That market's hitting maybe $65 billion in 2025, growing nearly 20% a year. It's making development accessible like never before.
Incredible number.
Okay, so kicking us off, number one, artificial intelligence and machine learning, AML. Like you said, not futuristic anymore, it's here. Recognizing speech, detecting images, making predictions. You see it with virtual assistants and customer service, or like analytics predicting what you might buy online.
Exactly. And the overall impact is undeniable. The global AI market, $243.72 billion in 2025, and projected to soar past $800 billion by 2030. What's really key here, I think, are libraries like TensorFlow and PyTorch. They're automating the boring coding stuff, which, frees developers up for the creative problem-solving parts of the job.
Right. That makes sense. And speaking of empowering more people to build, that takes us straight to number two, low-code, no-code development, LCNC. These platforms, they let people who aren't traditional developers create software using graphical interfaces, drag and drop. It's really opening things up.
Yeah, democratizing it. Now, some folks might be skeptical, can these tools really build robust things? But the data suggests, yeah, they can. We're seeing reports, 72% of low-code developers build apps twice as fast. So while maybe there's some valid skepticism for very complex systems, the benefits are clear. Saves time, saves money, lowers the barrier to entry.
Okay, but with all this new development, risk increases too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which puts a spotlight on trend three, cybersecurity and DevSecOps. The urgency here for 2025 feels really intense, especially with remote work, IoT devices everywhere. The attack surface is just bigger.
Oh, absolutely. And the cost, it's staggering. Cybercrime projected cost $10 trillion in 2025.
$10 trillion? Wow.
Yeah. So proactive measures are, well, they're not optional. We're talking AI helping detect threats, zero trust architecture, basically, trust no one by default, even inside your network, and DevSecOps, integrating security right from the start, all through the pipeline. Tools like SNCC, Aqua Security, helping automate that compliance.
Okay, so security baked in. Now, how about how we build? Trend four. Cloud native development. This is about building apps specifically for the cloud, right?
Precisely. The big advantages are getting to market faster and scaling up or down easily. It relies on things like DevOps practices, microservices, breaking apps into small independent pieces and containers. Containers are like lightweight packages for your code and all its needs. Much more efficient than older virtual machines. Faster too.
And that cloud focus enables another big trend, number five, remote and distributed development teams. Cloud collaboration tools have made this almost the norm now, haven't they?
Pretty much. The benefits are huge. You can hire talent from anywhere in the world. Plus, some studies show remote teams can actually be more productive, like up to 47% more.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, you have challenges, time zones, keeping the team culture strong. But things like asynchronous communication, good project tools, they help manage that.
All right, moving on. Number six, integration of the Internet of Things, IoT. This feels like it's really hitting its stride now, especially with 5G, making things faster and more responsive.
Definitely. And a key part of IoT's growth is its reliance on AI and ML. You need that to make sense of all the data coming from these devices. Just sheer volume requires AI. And security is absolutely critical here, too. Strong encryption is a must. Think industrial settings, healthcare, connected cars. It's everywhere.
Okay, number seven, blockchain technology applications. It's easy to just think crypto, but it's showing up elsewhere, right?
Way beyond crypto now. Its real value is the security and transparency it offers, building trust online.
So where are we seeing it?
Well, Web 3.0 concepts like users owning their digital identity, NFTs, big brands like Nike are using them, DeFi or decentralized finance for peer-to-peer lending, trading, and even gaming with play-to-earn models like Axie Infinity.
Fascinating. Okay, number eight is something we all experience. Prioritize user experience, or UX. If an app is clunky, you just leave, right? Good UX keeps people engaged.
It's crucial. The stats are pretty stark. 88% of users ditch apps because of bad UX. But businesses that invest in good UX, they can see up to 400% higher conversion rates.
100%.
Yeah. So keep it simple, consistent, visually appealing. Get user feedback. Make sure pages load fast. Mobile first. Clear calls to action. It all matters.
Makes sense. Number nine, agile and continuous delivery practices. Agile's everywhere now, isn't it? Like 95% adoption for scalability and collaboration.
Right. But the shift now is towards what some call hyper-agile workflows. This is where AI comes in again, actually helping with sprint planning, predicting task times, identifying potential issues. It's about being smarter agile. And continuous delivery automates the testing, building, deploying, so you get reliable updates out fast.
Okay, last one, number 10. Edge computing, a growing market you hear more about, especially with IoT.
Exactly. It's about processing data closer to where it's actually generated instead of sending everything back to a central cloud. Think AI at the edge for real-time decisions. Autonomous vehicles are a prime example. It works hand-in-hand with 5G for super low-latency stuff like smart city infrastructure. Plus, there's a sustainability angle. Less data traveling long distances means less energy used.
Interesting point.
So yeah, the whole industry is just constantly transforming rapidly. New tools, new tech popping up all the time. Businesses really have to adapt, integrate these things to stay competitive. It just highlights how important continuous learning is for everyone in this field.
Totally. So that brings us to the final thought for you, the listener. Given all these rapid shifts we just talked about, how do you see your role or maybe your industry using these trends to get ahead? Not just for 2025, but thinking, you know, the next decade out, what's the one skill that might become absolutely critical? Something to think about. This knowledge, we hope, is your shortcut to being informed and ready for what's coming next.